At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Everybody's focusing on the outside world, and hell, there's a lot of things in the outside world you'll never be able to control. You can influence, but you can't control it. This, your mind, your emotions, your body, you have 100% control over what you do with these things, and that's where the game is won. You win the inner game, then you win the outer game. But a lot of people spent their life trying to win the outer game, they won, and they're miserable. So to me, success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. And so many people are focused on success still, which to me is like, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's like success is getting what you want. Fulfillment is living what you're made for. The biggest problem people have is they think they're not supposed to have any. And problems are the fuel for growth. You know, anybody who doesn't have problems is either totally asleep at the wheel or they don't have much of any kind of a life. You know, no responsibility, nothing they're building. So I think the first thing is, this misnomer that if I have a problem, there's something wrong with me or my life. And I think the second one is this delusion we've sold people on that getting what you want is going to make you happy. You know, so you could call success getting what you want. I don't define it that way, but that's how most people do. But then there's fulfillment. And fulfillment is living what you're made for. It's like, I think the biggest challenge people have and the reason they're not able to respond to challenges, they're just thinking about themselves, and it's not that hard to meet your own needs. And it's nobody's fault. I mean, these little things in our pocket, these little mini computers we used to call phones, I mean, they're constantly conditioning you to instantly get what you want. And that's not how human relationship works. And that's sure as hell not how you build a business. And there's nothing wrong with going for success, but You really got to figure out what you're made for, and nobody knows in the beginning. So you start where you are and you do what's in front of you, do what's next, then you keep growing until you start to discover, hey, this is my real passion. This is my real hunger and drive. And it can change. People go for 5, 6, 7 years and then they usually question their business, their career, their body, their relationships. And then one of two things happens. They change direction and feel renewed. Or they go, no, I got a great deal here. What the hell is wrong with me? And they recommit and they get stronger. But that's life. And if you don't grow, I don't give a damn how much you got going for you, you're gonna be miserable. Find somebody who has what you want, ideally maybe more than one person, 2 or 3, and figure out what are they doing different than you in their relationship? What do they believe different than you about relationship? If it's their body, what are they doing different? They're not lucky. They're doing things differently. You might be slightly biochemically different, but there's patterns there that you can see. And so instead of learning by trial and error, which can take decades you may never learn, Jim Rohn taught me success leaves clues, man. Find someone's got what you want, study what they do, every aspect of it, and then add yourself to it. And that's the pathway to speed of transformation. Your growth is the only limit to your happiness. If you're not happy, you're not growing in some area. And usually it's a place where you're blaming. You're pointing the finger. I don't care if it's government. Don't get me wrong. People can be unfair, unjust. That's for sure happens. But you can't control that. You can't make it not happen. What you have to do is become stronger than any of it so you're free. Freedom comes from growth. Freedom does not come from control. Because control is an illusion. You can't control everybody. No matter how hard you try, you can't control what they think or feel. And not everybody's going to be fair and just. And you, my dear friends, and I have not always been fair and just. Whether we admit it or not, it's just the nature of being a being, a human being. But we can make the largest pattern fair and just and loving and powerful and serving and growing until it becomes the dominant thing inside you. And then you experience life as being great, not you're great. Life's great because you're living a great path. People that are scared to speak are thinking constantly, how am I doing? Am I good enough? Am I strong enough? You'll never get confidence. Confidence comes from doing something so much. Confidence is tying your shoes. Right? Confidence. Michael Jordan making 1,000 shots before you take a break. Every single day, 6 days a week. So you look at Jordan or you look at, you know, LeBron or you look at anybody who's the best in the world at what they do and you go, aren't they lucky? But if you actually study them, you'll see they're doing things. They're practicing in private things that make them certain in public, and they get rewarded for what they do in public.
Yeah.
And you got to do the same. Self-esteem is earned. It's only earned by you with yourself. You're not going to get self-esteem because everybody praises you. Someone can tell you your whole life that you're brilliant, you're a genius, you're beautiful, you're handsome, and you not believe it. Someone can tell you you're a piece of crap and you're never going to become anything, and there's a part you can say, I'll show you, as many people have, and then they develop drive out of it, right? So it's really, self-esteem comes from doing incredibly difficult things where you know you pushed yourself. It's not virtue signaling. It's not telling people about it. It's what you know inside your soul is true. The most important thing for self-esteem is to find something you care about more than yourself. As long as you're in your own head, the nature of the mind is reductionism, right? Good, bad, right, wrong, all those types of things. Of course, life is much more, many different hues than that. And so when you find something you care about, whether it's your kids or whether it's something, your job, your career, whether it's a mission you have, that's something you want to bring to the world, nonprofit, doesn't matter what it is. If you find something you care about more than you, you won't be thinking about yourself all the time, and all your whole self-esteem just goes out the window. I mean, it's just, when I hear it, it's just so mamby-pamby BS. You know, you're going to battle with internal things within you and external things. But if you keep going, you're going to eventually slay your dragons and you come out the hero of your own life and you have something to share that isn't bullshit. It's not something you read somewhere. It's something you've lived.
Something you want.
And everybody can feel you've lived it because it's a different level of ownership, you know? And then, by the way, as soon as you do that, it happens again. You're called on another journey. You have a new level of challenge that you need to go on. It just never ends, but it makes life really, really beautiful. One of the things you have to understand about life is everything changes and everything ends. And that kind of sounds heavy on the front end, but it's a truth. If everything changes and everything ends, number one, it should make you appreciate what you have right now. And then my view is what's next is always better. If I make it so, it's my job to make it so. Your biography is not your destiny. And it doesn't matter what you've been through. What you decide now is what's going to control your life. What you decide each day going forward is going to decide your life. Look where I am right now. Because I wouldn't assemble the story that my past equals my future. The past only equals your future if you live there. If you're using a rearview mirror to guide yourself, you're going to crash. So what you've been through is horrific. What you've been through is unjust. I'm on your side. But if you hang on to it, you have no future. And you have no one to blame but yourself. Good times create weak people. Weak people create bad times. Bad times great strong people. Strong people create great times. It's good to be strong with yourself, but beating yourself up just lowers your energy. And when your energy gets lower, you produce less, right? You don't have the same level of joy. You don't have the impact that you want to have, nor do you have the excitement that you really want to have. So I look at it as something that it's worth earning your own self-esteem, but it's really not the secret. The secret is find something else you obsess about more than yourself, and you'll have a level of energy that will compel you over the long term. People ask me all the time, what does it take to be happy? And I always tell them it's really simple. One word, progress. Progress equals happiness. If you keep growing, you're gonna feel alive. And if you keep growing, you're gonna have more to give. And when you're growing and giving is when life is magnificent. It doesn't matter how many statues, Oscars they give you, or Emmys, or how much money you have in the bank. We've all seen people had all those things and I get the phone call because they're depressed or somebody commits suicide in that area. So it's really an inner game. And I think that's what's missing for us today.
Follow the Motivation Daily podcast. Every day we upload speeches that don't just inspire, they transform.
I think it's important to realize wherever focus goes, energy flows. It's corny, but it's true, right? In fact, maybe an easier way of saying it is we don't experience life. None of us do. We experience the life we focus on. So in any moment, what's wrong is always available. So is what's right. So it's not about being positive. It's about being intelligent, right? You know, when you're in a totally negative state and the world's going to end and there are people like believing that in the next 12 years, the entire environment's going to collapse and they won't have a child. You got to look at the impact of what you're believing. And you got to look at and say, where's my focus going? I can always be upset about something. I can always find something to be joyous or at least grateful for, which leads to joy. And I think it's having that, learning to discipline your disappointments, not allow them to grow and to move on and to use whatever life has given you You can't be grateful and fearful simultaneously. You can't be angry and grateful simultaneously. So what I do is I start my day, I make those changes, and I close my eyes or I look out at the water and I think of three things that I'm grateful for just a minute each. And I do two strong things and usually one simple thing, like the wind in my hair or my daughter's smile or something of that nature, so I don't just get wired for unbelievable things. But that primes that nervous system. And then the second thing I do is I take 3 minutes and it's kind of like a blessing or a prayer for the people around me, for the people I love. I start close and I send it out there. And there's been a lot of studies, I'm sure you've read, that Dalai Lama and others have done on compassion for strangers, what it does to your brain. And so I do it every day. And then the last 3 minutes, I call three to thrive, where I focus for a minute each on something I really want to make happen. But I don't sit there and pray for it, hope for it. It's like, I give thanks for it as it's done. I see it as done, I experience it as done. I wire my reticular activating system. I can speak in shorthand to you about this. So now it's gonna notice anything that relates to that, but it has a joyous feeling to it as well. And I'm done in 10 minutes and I'm ready to rock and roll. So then, you know, I do my cold plunge and I do the parts of my normal daily ritual, but that one I do. And then I'll have like 60 seconds.
Behind the delivery trucks that keep your life stocked, thousands of employees at BP go to work every day. People bringing a new offshore production platform online. People making our refineries capable of more, like making renewable diesel from agricultural waste. People trading and shipping fuels to our customers. And people helping truckers fill up and get maintenance at our convenient locations. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investing in America.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You know, of joy or 60 seconds of peace that I'll do in the middle of the day, and I'll just think of one of those things if I want to reactivate it. You can have crappy self-esteem and achieve a hell of a lot. Now, the real question is, what do you want? And I think there's, if you want an extraordinary life, which my definition of that is life on your terms. Like, what's my idea? It might be different than yours completely. Some people, it's 3 beautiful children, a white picket fence. Some people, it's building a multi-billion dollar business. Somebody else, it's writing poetry, right? So instead of looking for somebody else, it's like, okay, what do you really want from your life? And aligning yourself with moving forward towards what you really want. And I think if you can do that in a way that also you feel serving others simultaneously, there's a sense of meaning in life that can't be replaced by self-esteem or praise or compliments or being nice to yourself. And I don't think it's bad to be tough on yourself. I'm pretty tough on myself, I'll be honest with you. But I'm much better at celebrating now. And I also realize being overly tough on yourself usually comes by making, you know, comparisons that don't make sense. But like, you look at somebody like Steph Curry and you see this guy, you know, to shoot the ball from almost half court, chomping on the side of his thing, and he turns, he doesn't even look, he turns around and just waves because he knows it's in already, and there's swish and the crowd goes crazy. And people look at that and go, he's unbelievable. He's the greatest 3-point shooter in history. There's no one like him. But what they don't pay attention to is that isn't like a little gift, right? He shoots 500 shots every single day, never less than that, 7 days a week. For more than 15 years, his 15-year professional career, he's been doing it since before he was in college. His dad really trained him. So think of that, 3,500 shots a week, 168,000 shots in a year, 2.52 million shots in his 15-year NBA career, so he can make 3,600 shots. Not even 0.1%. I tell people, you get rewarded in public for what you practice in private. Your training of your nervous system to do things is what really matters most. And you can't just be in your head. I think the problem is that people don't have something that they're wanting to serve more than themselves. That's where my energy comes from. I don't have to work in a day of my life. Why the hell do I do all this crazy stuff? Because it's so much more interesting to be in the game of life and keep growing and expanding and being challenged. That's what makes you feel alive. And do all their problems with 105 companies, I can promise you. But if I thought my life was supposed to be problem-free, I would be really stressed out. And if I was just doing it for me, I would have stopped a long time ago. It's like, I know you've asked me a lot of times about confidence. You just mentioned it again. Like,
yes.
Is it a lack of confidence? No, it's a lack of mission, right? Mm. Because what happens is when you have something you want to serve, if it's your child and everything's on the line, you won't come up with answers. You'll never come up with it for yourself, right? So it's like having that sense of mission. And then I think the next problem is that people think they have to know how. I call it the tyranny of how. You get all excited, I'm gonna do this. And then your brain goes, I've never done it before. Oh my God, what did I say? I don't know how to do this. And they tend to focus on how to do it. And when you start with how, you're screwed. Most people major in minor things. You know, they know more about some actress's personal life than they know about their own physical body or their vitality or their energy or their emotion or their business or their career. And so what matters? A few subjects, your body, because your energy matters. That energy is low. Everything I just said is worthless to you. Because you're just going to go, he's talking too fast and there's a lot going on. And yeah, well, hopefully the future will be better. Because when you're low energy, you don't use your full intelligence or ability. The point of the matter is most people, that energy has been lower. So you need energy. You need emotion. If you don't know how to master your emotion, emotions start wars. Emotion creates peace. Emotion gets you laid. Emotion gets you children. Emotion is what can make that business work or fail. And most people don't know how to direct their own emotions. What's another lesson? You got to look at your own financial world. If you don't master it, it's going to create enormous stress. Your relationships are everything, as we've already said. Your business or your career, or hopefully it's your mission. And then there's the spiritual side of life. So you can take a half dozen areas and go, let me find who's genius in this area and let me go learn from them. Let me go read. Let me listen to podcasts. Let me be conscious about feeding my brain things that are going to give me not only inspiration, but insight and skill and tools. You know, Jim Rohn used to say, my original teacher, he used to say, Tony, what happens if I've got a cup of coffee here? And he'd say, what if your worst enemy drops sugar in your coffee? What's going to happen? And I go, well, you'd have sweet coffee. And he goes, what if your best friend, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your loved one drops one drop of strychnine? I said, you'd be dead. He goes, that's right. Life is both sugar and strychnine, so watch your coffee. His whole thing was stand guard at the door of your brain. But some people take it and go, oh my God, you can kill me. It was a metaphor. These people are not so toxic. They're toxic because you give them energy. So if your mom's crazy and constantly criticizing you and it drives you nuts, just go, that's my mom. That's her way of showing love. And I find a new perspective. And no matter what she does, just stay in a beautiful state and love on her and think, boy, think of all that she cares and feels for, all that she's frustrated in life, or all that she's going through that's made her this way. And think, I don't have to go through this. I can love her. We all have a pattern of focusing on what we have and at times on what's missing. Which one do you think most people spend more time focusing on, what they have or what's missing?
What's missing.
What do you focus more on?
What's missing.
Yes. The focus on what's missing is not something that comes with someone who is a failure. It comes very much with people who are very successful. And the question then becomes, if you're always focused on missing, how can you sustain happiness?
You're in a permanent place of lack.
That's correct. So scarcity is there. So you'll have drive, right, to keep staying on the hamster wheel of achievement, but you're not going to see much fulfillment, not in a sustainable way. It's impossible. And it has nothing to do with you or me, right? It's just software. And we got a soul. We're not software. But you run your software so often, you start thinking your mind is you versus my mind is a tool that I'm going to use. Or if I don't use it, it's going to use me.
I think passion is the genesis of genius. If you've got enough passion, you're going to find answers nobody else does. But most people run out of fuel, meaning they get tired, they get exhausted, they get burnt out, they get, the law of familiarity. They're around something so much, they take it a little bit for granted. And I've managed to see something in myself that I found in every great leader that I've ever respected, and that is the sustained hunger. Hunger is the number one factor. When I see somebody, I don't care what age they are, I don't care what their background is, if they're hungry to improve, to change, to make something happen, I mean, if you look at Richard Branson, he's as hungry today in his late 60s as he was at 16 years old in that crypt starting Virgin. Leaders anticipate, losers react. If you can anticipate what's coming, you can really take advantage. If you wait till it hits you, you're in trouble. So I think we're in a time where it's going to be a better year if you're willing to be better, right? You know, winter can be a beautiful time. As you've heard me say before, you can freeze to death or you can ski and snowboard and have a great time with your family and build something. And so then when spring comes, you know, you can really take advantage. But if you look at the world, the most successful businesses started in a winter. 68% of the Fortune 1000 were started in either a recession or a depression. I don't care if you're talking about Disney or Exxon in the depression or Pizza Hut or FedEx in a recession or Apple in a recession. So this is your time, but you have to get your head straight and you got to get your energy strong. And that's not easy when most people are shoved in their houses and isolated and heard nothing but fear. So you got to take back control. I grew up in a pretty rough environment. My mom was a beautiful soul, but when she drank alcohol and she mixed it with prescription drugs, it was a different creature. And it was a violent creature. If my mother had been the mother I wanted to be, the mother she should have been, I would not be the man I'm proud to be today. Because I had to become a practical psychologist way before any schooling, figure out when she's going to go in the mood, how do I change her state, how do I protect her from the kids, what do we... I mean, it was felt life and death, and it was to some extent. So I developed skills at such a young age. Then when I learned things, I just added to my skills, but I had a core sense of certainty that I could turn anybody around because it started with my mother. But if your parents... If the people around you said all the things you thought they should have, if they had just not been toxic, if they'd encouraged you, you wouldn't have any muscle. And right now you don't have any muscle because you're using that as an excuse, if you're thinking that. And I'm not attacking you, brothers and sisters. I'm calling to you because I know you're more. Otherwise, I'd just keep my mouth shut. You've been hypnotized by a culture of weakness. So I could have been messed up for life, but I didn't. Because something inside me says, I'm responsible for this life. And part of that is because I started reading when I was 13, 14 biographies of people, the greatest people in history, and reading their lives and finding out, guess what? Their lives were far from perfect. Some of them had worse lives than I had. But when you have no reference and all you do is go online, you talk to other people, it's making everybody else toxic and I'm like this and they didn't do that, then you get to have this shitty life just like those other people. Why are they online so much? Because they don't have a life, right? Don't be one of those. Free yourself. I think anybody gets wired to grow and give is going to have a really fulfilling life. It doesn't matter what you choose to do, you're going to be alive because you're going to make progress. And because you made progress, you have something to give. And we all, like some people think they just want to get, but you get, and it's pretty damn boring and it doesn't really expand your sense of identity of who you are. But if you're constantly growing and then taking what you learn, you're so excited about it, you share with other people and their life gets better, whether that be software you make or dresses you design or, you know, something you do in the health space that really gets people to enjoy their food while they're eating well. If you have those passions and you keep growing, there's no limit. It doesn't matter what happens in the short term with a pandemic or with a drop in the economy or whatever the case may be. These are all temporary when you realize life is lived in decades, not in days.